Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you. This episode is about the NFL. I got a few teams I want to discuss and how they're doing, good or bad. We're going to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars defense is amazing. You hear me, people? The Jacksonville Jaguars defense is amazing, not the team, the defense is. But the problem with the Jacksonville Jaguars is their inconsistent play on the offensive end. The offensive end is a big problem for them because the offense puts their defense in bad situations. People, I don't care how good your defense is. If your offense can't produce and are inconsistent, then that means that at the end of the day, defense ain't going to be able to do but so much. You heard the first one. The defense is not going to be able to do but so much if your offense put them in bad situations like turnovers, fumbling the ball, things of that sort. Blake Bortles has that problem that you just don't know what Blake Bortles you're going to get. One week he was great against the Patriots. The next week he just stunk it up. Then you asking your defense to make stops in key situations? No way, no way. They'll be able to do it because they have a great defense, but the problem is they can't do it for over 60 minutes a game, 15-minute quarters. No way, no way. So my problem with Jacksonville Jaguars is that you just don't know, like, you just don't know what you're going to get out of Blake Bortles. And in order for them to get to Super Bowl, no matter how good their defense is, he has to play decent, at least decent. He doesn't have to play elite. He doesn't have to play amazing, but he has to play decent. And decent games can possibly help the Jacksonville Jaguars get there. But for now, with his inconsistent play, I just don't see it. I just don't see Jacksonville getting to the Super Bowl. They may have had a good run last year, but I just don't see it unless the cards line up right or injuries come to play with other teams. But right now, I just don't see it. Now I'm going with the New England Patriots, guys. I'm here to talk about New England Patriots. New England Patriots, right now, they got their horses back. You know, they got their main guy, Edelman, back. They looked pretty good last week. Looked pretty good. I'm ready to see what they're going to be doing in these upcoming weeks. But the Patriots always find a way to play okay during the beginning of the season. Then they just turn it up at a whole nother level at the end. They're always good at turning it up at the right time. So you never count the Patriots out. Even with Tom Brady, even with this subpar defense, it's okay. But a lot of people don't give the Patriots defense a lot of credit. They do enough to get the job done. They're not terrible or horrible, but they do enough. They do enough for Tom Brady to do what he has to do. Then, plus, they play in one of the weakest divisions, if probably the weakest division in football, the AFC East. You heard what I said, the AFC East. The AFC East is terrible. The Patriots guaranteed to get 8 games or 6 or more games automatically off their schedule. I mean, it's an automatic bid to the playoffs every year with the Patriots. You got the Buffalo Bills. You got Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, and the Miami Dolphins. And Miami Dolphins always play good at the beginning of the season. Then for some reason, they lose focus and they be none irrelevant after that. So the Patriots always going to win their division. They always find a way to do what they have to do necessary to beat those teams. So you're playing them twice a year. So that's why it's so easy for them to get to the Super Bowl, to get a bye, probably possibly have a good record. Then it's off to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship. It's a reason because that division puts them in position in a comfort zone when a lot of other teams in the NFL are fighting in a division to come out on top. Because every year in the NFL with other divisions, you just don't know. It could be 1 year good for this team, 1 year good for the next team. Now, that's the biggest problem. But with the Patriots getting their weapon, Edelman back, now they got Josh Gordon. I don't know when they're going to reinsert him or insert him into the offense, see what he plays at. But he could be a key piece on some one-on-one matchups, deep throws, stuff like that. I guess he has to learn the offense. The offense may be complicated. Some people say it is. From my understanding, listening to guys who played in their offense, it could be complicated at times. But if he learns and grasps the system, he's going to be something to deal with. The Patriots are going to be tough offensively with Gronk, Edelman, the running backs they have, and then you add in Josh Gordon. It's going to be a very normal Patriots offense. Let's talk about these Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers was known as a good scoring offense. But now that they don't have Le'Veon Bell, the offense has kind of changed. In their mind, they probably saying they're great. Of course, every team, let's keep it real, people here on Raw Mind Sports, people are always going to say their team is great, even when they're not great, because the media doesn't need to see a team's or a player's weaknesses. They don't allow them to see the weakness. So you're going to get an answer that you don't want to hear because you can read through it and see that, hey, that's not the truth. But this is what I'm going to say out of professionalism. Patriots really need Le'Veon Bell playoff time, boy, for big game changing moments. Connor does enough now during the regular season because a lot of guys hurt in regular season. You ain't going to get most of the heat. And nobody really fears him. So he's okay, but he's not no Le'Veon Bell, people. And yeah, they did give him a contract, but they waited. And he's a running back. He's a running back that got miles on it. Last time I checked, I think he carried the ball over 800 yards in 2 years. 800 carries since he's been there, if not 2 years or since he's been there. That's a lot of carries. That's a lot of miles on the running back. And all you keep doing is franchise tagging and franchise tagging, which I understand both parties. Le'Veon Bell looking at his worth. And now the Rooney family probably saying, well, hey, you already got this. How much do you expect for us to give you? Because they know he has miles on him. And that's just a thing of risk versus reward or reward versus risk. So they're probably going to say, we can take our chances trying to find somebody else at the moment. But they do know they need to give him his money, which they did offer him. But I guess he feels like he is the best running back in the league outside of Todd Gurley. He is the number one running back in the league. So his agent probably has him playing in a way that he needs to play the pond or the chess game to get what he needs or to, you know, to figure out what's what. But I know one thing. He's lost a lot of money over these past few games. $800,000 a game or possibly more. Sheesh. It's a lot of money there, people. It's a lot of money. A lot of money to be given up. But he knows his worth, and I guess right now he's healthy and he see what it is. And he also saw what Earl Thomas went through and didn't get his contract money. Then he gets hurt. So I guess he's saying, you know what? I probably made the right decision. Pittsburgh defense is terrible. So I don't even see them even getting nowhere near where they need to be Super Bowl contenders. Don't see them beating the Patriots. Don't see them beating Kansas City. And we'll get to that in a little bit. May not beat the Jazz, even with Blake Bortles playing horrible the way he is. So, and then, you know, the Patriots, not the Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers are a passing team now, and you're playing into Jacksonville's game plan. So, we'll see how it is going against that vaunted secondary defense that they have. That vaunted defense and that secondary, excuse me. So, Pittsburgh needs to get Bell back. They changed the offense coordinator. I'm pretty sure Big Ben is happy, but just something's missing there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Something's missing. Let's go with now the team I want to discuss about is the LA Rams. LA Rams is on fire, people. The LA Rams are on fire. They have a pretty solid defense, but the offense with Sean McVay running it has found a way to put a lot of points on the board. This team in the NFC is going to be tough to beat. Todd Gurley, Jared Goff is actually clicking now. They're getting open guys. They're reading the defenses pretty well to get things done. And I'm telling you now, if Ty has a great game in any game, it's going to be hard to stop the Rams offense because now you can run play action off of Ty to get wide open receivers. So the big thing is for defenses, can you stop Ty Gurley? Or can you stop the game plan that Sean McVay provides? And Sean McVay's game plan for each team is a little different and it works. And I know it'll be some battles, some down-to-the-wire games, which is not normal because that's the NFL. These are professional athletes, so every game ain't going to be a blowout. So you got situations where you're going to get the best. But the thing is, as long as you overcome the adversity within the games, and that's what the LA Rams are doing right now, people. LA Rams are going to be a very tough team overall. Now they got their two horses on the defensive line with Ndamukong Suh and that big money guy, Aaron Donald. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. If healthy, that Wade Phillips defense can be just as good as that Wade Phillips defense that won the Super Bowl with the Broncos when the Broncos beat the Panthers. Wade Phillips was the leader of that defense, and he has another young, cocky defense with him. We will see. We will see. Now to one of the teams I feel like probably the best offense in football, the Kansas City Chiefs. The best thing to Andy Reid, people, you hear me? You heard it first of all, Raw Mind Sports, he did was no matter what the money on the books was getting rid of Alex Smith. It was a reason, people, that he went from Alex Smith to Mahomes right away. Mahomes is in his second year. Technically, this is his full year playing, his first year under the center, playing a full year. He saw this last year. He saw it last year during the practices. When people were watching Alex Smith play on the field, he was watching this guy every practice, seeing what he was doing. He was just making sure he had a grasp of it. Now, this is a perfect relationship for, you know, Patrick Mahomes, because he has like multiple weapons and he's a mobile quarterback. You know, if he didn't have these weapons, we may not be able to say the same thing, but we'll see, because he does have that if factor. And the thing about it, everybody keeps saying, like, what he gonna do when the pressure get on the playoffs? They don't just use his arm. They still run a lot of trickery. They do a lot of reverses. He can hand off the ball a lot. It'll make the defense more relaxed with the ability with Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill. Then you got probably one of the best tight ends, if not the best tight end, in Travis Kelce in the NFL, getting wide open down the field. Then you got Conley. Then you got Sammy Watkins. People not even talking about it. This team is loaded on the offensive end. Yeah, the defense is average. But yeah, you may score 30 on that defense, but the Kansas City offense will score about 50 on you. I just don't see no team can stop this team from scoring. And the Rams, and then will be a great Super Bowl, because it's going to be a tough game. And a game that I think if everybody, both teams are healthy, will be a great watch in the Super Bowl this year. That'll be a great watch. But this Mahomes kid playing with his team, using his greatness with the players around him, it's going to be tough. And I don't see, even if they were to get rid of a few players, it's just too many weapons on this team. And Andy Reid is, I think it's time, honestly, here on Raw Mind Sports to see Andy Reid get the Super Bowl trophy. He's worked his butt off for years in the NFL. He's been great at what he does. And he's always been in certain games or close games to get there, except for one game he finally got the Super Bowl. But being honest here, people, man, it's tough. Like, Andy Reid deserves it. It's his time, man. He's been one of the best coaches in football. He's been a quarterback guru. People don't need to talk about when he was an offensive coordinator in Green Bay. He didn't develop a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL to make them better. Jim Harbaugh did help out Alex Smith, but Andy Reid made Alex Smith better in a way, even though he does not have that if factor or whatever. But that's the thing I want to say about Kansas City. But make a long story short, Kansas City, probably the best team in football. If healthy, I don't see nobody stopping them. Not one defense in the NFL can stop these guys from getting their end zone. I just don't see it. That's right now. I may have a change of heart later on in the season, but right now, Kansas City is the best team in the NFL. I'm going to go to the Washington Redskins, because I was just discussing Alex Smith. Washington Redskins could probably win the NFC East. But honestly, Alex Smith does enough for people. Does enough for teams. He'll do enough to get you the playoffs. But he doesn't have that if factor. That's why Kansas City can never get over the hump. He doesn't have that if factor that I can be a game changer. He doesn't have what elite quarterbacks have, that I'm going to take you over the hump. He does enough. And the situation is kind of good in Washington because they have a pretty good defense. So Alex Smith is a guy who's very conservative, and he puts your defense in a lot of pressure. That's what he was doing with my favorite team, the 49ers, for years. They had a great defense, and he allowed the defense to win or lose the game. But sometimes when you, like in Kansas City, that defense wasn't a 49ers defense when he was there. When he was in San Francisco defense, that defense is below probably average. So that means you got to do, as a quarterback, you got to be able to take more chances and put more points up, because your defense is not going to get those stops. Now he's in Washington. Washington has a pretty solid defense. But even though they got smoked against the Saints on Monday Night Football, he still put that defense under pressure. And as you saw, when that defense was under pressure, you couldn't have Alex Smith leading the comeback. And one thing about that, when you get up against teams that are up against the Redskins defense, and they put up 3 or 4 touchdowns on the Redskins defense, and you got a quarterback who's conservative, now you're asking to play catch up, it brings turnovers, it brings disaster. So thing with Alex Smith is that he takes smart throws and be very conservative, which will put a lot of pressure on Washington Redskins. They might win division, but I just don't see them going forward in the playoffs. Now to my team, the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers had so much hope this year. They had so much hope this year, guys, here on Raw Mind Sports. And then Garoppolo gets hurt out for the rest of the season. My question to my 49ers is, before Garoppolo took over, CJ Beathard was a starter. And you're trying to tell me you're basically going to tank the season and go back with CJ Beathard. I don't care how good a stats or whatever he has. He's just not a fit for the 49ers. Under him, under center, no matter what it is, we won one game under him last year. And then you asked to go back to CJ Beathard? The 49ers fans do not deserve another horrible season. It's been some long years so far. It's been some long seasons since Jim Harbaugh left. With Chip Kelly coming to that being horrific. Then you can't bring in Kyle Shanahan, who was supposedly an offensive guru. And now we're still losing games because we ain't got the right quarterback. And so you mean to tell me CJ Beathard is it? CJ Beathard wasn't it last year. If he was it last year, you would never thought about making the trade to get Jimmy Garoppolo. So why would you go back out there and give this guy some more time? He had a lot of turnovers in that game, though he had a big game, but he still had a lot of turnovers. We need a better quarterback. Me personally, start Nick Mullen. I'd rather take my chances with a rookie, see what he could do, because I know, hey, he can't do nothing but get better. Take my chances. We ain't got nothing else to lose. Tired looking at CJ Beathard. Honestly, me as a fan, I'm pretty sure the other fans are too as well, 49 fans, and especially when you can't win. Then the defense hasn't been playing that well because they've been beat up and hurt, but I think once the defense get back healthy, you'll see a different change in them. But that's not helping the situation at all. Need a quarterback until Jimmy G gets back. Then he gave him this money. He got hurt, which was, you know, a thing that happens. That's normal. But the answer for this season is not CJ Beathard. And 49er fans are tired of sitting here going through these horrible seasons. You know, when you start seeing these ticket sales drop, you'll find out. Jimmy G was fine at the moment. And I believe in Kyle Shanahan. And I believe in John Lynch. But I don't believe in CJ Beathard, and I believe that one of them need to pull the string on him and just go with the guy that can get it done. I just don't think Nick Mullen, the kid they got, can do no worse. But we didn't see the results that CJ Beathard has. So you basically just gave giving the fans that, hey, the fans already know we went 0-8 possibly or 1 and whatever when CJ Beathard started last year. And then you're going to give them back the same memory? You basically giving the fans the same memory that they already had. Once Garoppolo got hurt, CJ's our guy. CJ's our guy. We already know we're going 0 and whatever. CJ's our guy. We're going 0 and whatever. Don't no fan want to hear that. They want to see somebody different or new. Give them something to be amused at before it happens. They already got the verdict out on CJ Beathard. One thing about CJ Beathard, he holds the ball too long. He doesn't get those throws out quick enough. Then he throws a soft air ball in the air, which gives defense time to get to the ball. We need somebody who can get the ball, get some darts in. I ain't saying a dart for every throw, but you need somebody who can get a dart in and can make throws and make plays to get guys open or make plays with the feet. But he holds the ball too long, man. I'm just being honest. Been watching him for these past few games. He holds the ball too long. And we want to go through another season of him holding the ball too long. Hope. We just lost to the Arizona Cardinals, a winless team. You got to be kidding me here. As a San Francisco 49ers fan and as a fan or even whoever your team is, you know for yourself you're going through what the 49ers are going through right now. You'll probably say, hey, it's next year, next year. Next year is always next year. Nobody want to hear about next year. They want to have results now. These fans are hungry for wins. Be respectful of the people who keep you in business, who keep you in a seat, who pay for those seats that they have to watch this horrible stuff. These ticket holders, respect them and give them something worth paying money for. That's all I got to say. That was a raw mind moment, people. With that being said, you guys have a blessed day. And I get back with you with more topics on the NFL. And we'll see how the rest of this season goes. Thank you.